Amen. Thank you, choir, for preaching my message. And thank you, praise and worship. When I announce my topic, you will say, oh, this man is saying the thing, because I asked the Lord to give me this message and he gave me this message. But right in the praise and worship and the choir, they sang it all. Hallelujah. And I know the Lord has already delivered the message. Amen. Amen. Welcome anybody by your side. Your neighbor say, welcome to the presence of God. Tell him, I can feel the presence of God. Ask him, are you feeling the presence of God? Hallelujah. He is here to bless us. Amen. Well, my message this morning is taken from Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 20. And also Daniel. I will touch Daniel a little bit. But here is the main bone of contention where I want the Lord led me to dwell. And the topic of my message this morning is Jesus makes the difference. Not a difference. He makes the difference. And so if you're listening to the messages that we have been hearing from the songs this morning, you know that Jesus has already been portrayed. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we have sung it and danced it, and now we are going back to the word. Amen. Amen. In Mark chapter 5, if you would not mind, I would like us to stand up and read it together. It's going to be on the screen by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, media. Let us go. And they came over onto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarene. And when he had come up out of the ship, immediately there met him out of it a man with unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tomb, and no man could bind him up. No, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains had been plucked, fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountain and in the tomb, crying and cutting himself with stone. But when he saw Jesus, hallelujah, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For unto him, come out of him, thou unclean spirit. And he said, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he out of the country. Now, mountain, a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine and forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine and had them violent and stepped place into the sea, and they were 2,000 and choked in the sea. And they told it in the city and in the country, and they went all out to see what done. And he said, right mind, and they were all afraid. And they that saw it told him unto what befell and was possessed the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him, depart of our coast. And then into the ship, he pray him, howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, friend, and tell it. And he had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in the, and in great Jesus has done unto him, and all men marvel. Thank you very much for helping me. Father, we thank you. Your word has been read. Bless us with your word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated. Thank you very much. The next scripture is, if you're writing it down, is in Daniel chapter 3. We're reading from verse 16 to 28. But we're not reading it now. I want us to dwell for a moment here, because I'm not going to hold you long, because of our brethren that came down from long journey, and then we could go home and relax and rest with the family. This morning, what are we talking about when we said Jesus makes the difference? Has he made the difference in your life? When Jesus comes, darkness, like the choir said, darkness goes away and light takes over. In the life of men, in the life of women, in counties, in cities, in families, when Jesus truly comes, there is a difference. He makes a difference. It's just not a difference, but the difference. Definite word. He brings a change that brings life, peace, prosperity, deliverance, opening of eyes, and bringing men out of sickness into wellness. Hallelujah. For the church to do and be what God has called us to be, we need to willingly and purposefully and deliberately seek to engage ourselves in following his word according to his will and not our own will. So many talk about Jesus and sweet Jesus and everything, but to follow Jesus' pattern, we see here in this scripture that there are certain important points in this scripture that I want us to highlight on. But before we do it, like I said, there must be a deliberate daily going after God in his word, in prayers, in hearing the word and applying the word to our very life and to our circumstances. Amen? Amen. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. And we shall know the truth. And the Bible says that when we know the truth then will make us free. It's when we know the truth, and the truth we know will help us and will apply the freedom that comes from the word of God. It's only when we know the truth and allow the truth. So many know the truth, but they suppress the truth. They don't want it to go. But we will see it in the life of this man, that in his own situation, there were some important points that we need to look at. He has been in this county, he has been in this city, he has been in this area for a long time, and he's a well-known man, but he has his habitation in the tomb, in the graveyard. Woo! When I was a little child, when you talk about the graveyard, I become afraid. I'm scared to hear about the grave. But that somebody lived in the graveyard, what is the implication? We will come to those points. But at the outset, the scripture said, and they came over onto the other side of the sea, in the country of the Gadarene. When we meet Jesus, there is always a need to come out from where we used to be to his own side. His own way. His own method. His own formula. Not my will, but thy will be done. As he said on the cross, he said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. Today, the church is where it is now, but because so many just want to dwell where they are and sing sweet Jesus and talk good things about Jesus, but there is the need of us going over to the other side. getting out from where we are to where he is. For revival to come, there must be a deliberate going from where we are, from coldness, seeking him and getting the fire from him. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Acts that they came together in one accord, in one place, and they tarried and sought him. Then the fire fell. Can somebody say the fire fell? It's only when they tarried and sought after him that the fire was released. We see here that there was the need of coming out from where they were to the other side of the sea. And always when you come out from sin and you are in Jesus, there is always challenges. Touch somebody by your side and say, there is always challenges. The Bible said that, and when he has come out from the ship, immediately, when we try to present Jesus, when we truly come out for Jesus, when we truly witness Christ, there is always a challenge. There is always a way somebody wants to suppress you, challenge you, and say no. I can give you examples, but here, the Bible said that when he came out from the ship, immediately, not from the city, not from the mall, not from anywhere else, but from the tomb, came a man with unclean spirit. There are so many today, even in the church, with unclean spirit, but they are sitting down. There are so many today all around our neighborhood with unclean spirit, and they are looking for this Jesus that makes the difference. Except when we bring him out from our life, will people encounter him and get their deliverance. The Bible said that when this man saw him from afar off, this man there's a real narrative about this man's dwelling that I want to scratch a little bit. The Bible says he has his dwelling in the graveyard, and in verse 3 it says, who had his dwelling in the tombs, and no man binds him. We have people with uncontrollable temper in the church today. Uncontrollable, different areas of life that they cannot be tamed, they cannot be controlled. What is yours and what is mine? Except Jesus comes in and make a difference there, you will continue to coast along. What happened? The Bible said that no man, no spirit, but thank God that Jesus alone, and Jesus alone, can do it today for you. He can do it for me. He did it for him, and he's able to do it, and he's doing it in the life of many of us today, and will do it, and daily he wants to make a difference. Daily difference. It is not always as it used to be in the life of a true believer. There are new things and new heights he wants to take us. He said because, in verse 4, he said because that he had been bound with fetters, not ordinary chains. Fetters. Something stronger than chains. And he's been chained, but he plucks it. Just like they pluck mango from the tree. Because of the uncontrollable spirit in him. Because of the uncontrollable temper in him. He plucks off the whole word of God he has had last Sunday. And the next Sunday is there again to collect some more. And he will pluck them off. But here he says that he breaks them asunder. And the fetters are broken into pieces. Neither could any man tame him. Neither can any man control him. Neither can any man put him down and instruct him. Are we controllable? Can any man instruct us? Can any man control us? To who you submit yourself, to him you are a servant. Let us look at the world today a little bit. Today, so many now don't want to wear clothes. They choose to wear torn and ragged clothes. You see their ties, you see their... I said, excuse me. Is it not better you just throw away the clothes and go naked? And some are truly going naked. But that is not the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when they saw themselves naked in Genesis, the Bible said they plucked leaves to cover themselves, Adam and Eve. There are certain situations in our society that you look at is so bare and empty of God, even in the church. Yesterday, or day before yesterday, somebody sent me something on my WhatsApp. It showed in Houston where they were celebrating a wedding and fire just came and gobbed the whole church and burnt it down. My friend that sent it to me said, this is the anger of God. This is the finger of God. I said, yes, my brother, that is the finger of God. But this man, with all his uncontrollable spirit, when he saw Jesus, he did something. Hallelujah. When he saw Jesus, the Bible says in verse 6, and when he sighted Jesus afar off, he ran. He ran. And he's running. He ran and worshipped him. He didn't run to attack him. He didn't run to just join the group. He bowed and worshipped him and declared his authority and his deity. He said, you are the Son of the Most High God. Are you reverencing God today? Am I reverencing God? If this man with this madness and the uncontrollable spirit could bow and submit and bow and yield and say, you are the Son of the Almighty God, the Most High, the Son of the Most High. But there is something he said here. He said, I adjure you, I beg you, please, just leave me the way I am. Just allow me to continue the way I am. But Jesus is the light. He says, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. And immediately Jesus has already started to rebuke the spirit that was in him. He started making plea, begging Jesus, asking Jesus, please, don't touch on me. Don't trouble my kingdom. Don't trouble my situation. And so many are in the church today. Don't disturb our kingdom. Just leave us there. Don't shake our boat. Just leave us to float there. Just leave us to remain there. And when he was adjuring Jesus and saying, I adjure you by God. Imagine him talking to God. Telling God that by God, I'm asking you not to trouble me. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, and he said unto him, come out of that the man, thou unclean spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus commanded the spirit to get out. Because the Son of Man has come to seek and to do what? Save those that were lost. He says, come out of him. And he asked him, what is your name? It's so important in the church of God today that we must answer our name. What is your name? What is truly what you are doing? What you are doing with this man, Jesus? Do you have Jesus? Is Jesus possessing you? Has he made the difference in your life? Are you making difference in your society? We talked about everyone get one. But here, look at the great thing that happened in this man's life. I'm going to run through it and quickly I'm going to summarize my message this morning. He said, and immediately when Jesus Christ rebuked that spirit and he answered, he first of all declared his name and told Jesus the truth about himself. Hallelujah. For revival to come into the church, there must be our owning up who we truly are. And being willing for Jesus Christ to take over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must be willing to tell him who we are and how stubborn and how many spirits or whatever is controlling us, and be willing to yield and hand over to him. The Bible said that when he was asking Jesus and negotiating, trying to negotiate, there was a head of swine around. It was given command, order to leave, and this spirit left. And when they left, I want to run down. When they left, this man came back to his right mind. Everybody say right mind. His right mind came back. He came back to himself, the right person he is. And when he came back to his right person, the news has already gone out. And people were rushing down, coming to see, coming to hear to see what they have heard. Daily, there must be a good news about Jesus and what he's doing in our daily life. And that is the only way, and only way that the church of God will grow. Our testimonies must have impact. If it doesn't, then Jesus has not made the difference in our life. The Bible said that when they came, they saw this man and they marveled. But look at the community. The community there said, hey, please leave us. Leave our coast. Go to other places. Instead of saying, come. That's where we are today in our world. We don't like the light. The world doesn't want it. They want to continue. They say, hey, that thing was good, but just keep it to yourself. But here, the Bible said that when this happened, this man, knowing what has happened in him, do you know what has happened? Do you know? Are you sure that Jesus Christ has done something in your life? The Bible says that because he knew what happened, he decided to follow Jesus. He decided to be with Jesus. He decided to spend the rest of his life with Jesus. But Jesus said, no, you must go home and tell the people what difference has happened in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you must go. And without any argument, the Bible said he left. I read a translation that said he went to over 10 cities. Hallelujah. To publish. When the scripture said publish, he was going about publishing the name of Jesus, telling of what has happened in his life. Today, Cleveland is waiting and listening for you and me to declare the difference Jesus has done in our neighborhoods, the next city around us. This man did not only go to his family or his friends. The Bible said he went to 10 different cities. That's what a commentary I read said. Said this man went to 10 cities and he was declaring the good news and the good work. And people who knew him knew there was a difference. There was something that was before, but now is no more. Hallelujah. He was somewhere before, but now he's no more there. And they marveled, and so many, I believe, began to receive the grace of God and the difference in Christ through him. And I want to say that in verse 14 there, you see that those people who went to broadcast the news, who were the dealers on the swine, added, also did some business. They ran home to tell what has happened. Hey, come and see what has happened. As we see in the life of the woman at the well. When she had, she never hid it. The Bible says she left her pot and she ran home and she went to the neighborhood and went everywhere in the city to declare what has happened to her. And what was the result? A throng of people came and said, it's not because you've come, but we ourselves have tested and we have seen it. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 19, if we could have it on the screen, please. Luke 19, verse 10. Luke 19, 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. This is the business that God has committed to those that have the difference in their life. Without any joke, but deliberately, daily, seeking those who are in darkness to bring them, save them, and bring them out of their lost situation into the marvelous life of God. And that is the business of Mount Zion today. That is the business of the church today. That is the business of every born-again child of God. You know, in the book of Daniel, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were told to silence, shut up, don't do this to you, brother, don't spread this news, they said, we better die. And when they were thrown into the fire, Jesus Christ made the difference. He turned the fire to an air-conditioned room. And the king stood up and said, were they not three people we threw in there? But here, the fire failed because Jesus makes the difference. The king was challenged. He was amazed. He was convinced. He was convicted. And he made a new decree. He said, from now on, nobody in the land will worship my image or any other thing but the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God can use you today to do the same in the life of somebody, in your office, at your workplace, in your neighborhood, I mean, wherever you are. That people will begin to say, I want to worship the God of this man. I want to serve the God of this woman. Jesus makes the difference. Has he made that difference? And he wants to continue to make the difference today in our life. Can we bow down our heads, please? Has Jesus made the difference in your life? A song says, since Jesus came into my life, since Jesus came into my life, things have never been the same. You can reach out for Jesus. If truly Jesus has made the difference in your life, you will be hungering daily to seek him more and to reach out for him and to give him to your generation. Father, we just want to thank you for your word this morning. We pray that Jesus, you truly make the difference in our generation, oh God. In our individual lives, oh God. That like this man, oh God, that went out after he has been changed to reach cities, publishing your name, publishing what you have done, that we will not be stomaching and hiding what you have done for us. Thank you for your word this morning. Even from the choir and down to the praise and worship and now. Jesus, make that difference in my life and in the life of every one of us and in our generation today, that there will be a change and a great move of Jesus' revelation in our nation, in our time, oh God, that you will move and your name will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.